Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Thomas Trissel, owner and principal with HPS Sherknox. Thomas, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing wonderful. Good morning.
For those people that need a refresher on who you are, Thomas, you're actually a German immigrant and entrepreneur. You came to the United States and started a company called Centiva in Florence, Alabama, and it did well. You grew it and then sold it to Tarkett. Then, looking for something else to do, you went to a company that your family had known. Your father is a commercial contractor installer in Germany. He knew this company, Sherknox, a German-based company, and you built a relationship. And for the last 7 years, you've been building their business here, right?
Absolutely. We thought that the Sherknox product line is a superb add-on here for the contracting world in North America.
And it has a core business. The product that's best known for is a synthetic gypsum self-leveling system.
Sherknox is known for being a technology-driven innovator. Synthetic gypsum has been developed by Sherknox in the mid-90s.
Right.
We are now, of course, four or five generations further, and we have just introduced our hybrid system that can provide a suitable floor leveling system for all kinds of critical substrates, and then making sure that we have enormous bond, we have an enormous strength, and we can do this in a fast time in order for the flooring contractor to be successful in installing the floor with a low risk of failure and in a speedy time, and also very healthy.
Let's go back. One of the questions I like to ask at the beginning of these interviews is how's business doing? Give us an update on how you've been doing with HPS Sherknox in 2019.
So 2019 was a very positive surprise for us. Earlier this year, we entered the Starnet group, and we're very, very happy. Sherknox is now in literally all the buying groups, which gives an advantage for each installer, no matter which buying group he belongs to. 2019 has so far worked very, very well for us. Double-digit growth numbers. We are gaining market share, and I think that is our objective for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
That's interesting because as we look at and talk to folks, most people are saying that 19 is probably a little softer than the business we saw in 18. So I'm just curious, what are some of the stronger segments that are bringing you this business growth?
Before we talk about segments, we are a newcomer to the territory that you may cannot compare ourselves with entrenched companies which are 30, 40 years in business.
Right.
However, I think our technology is slowly but surely grasping, not just for the flooring contractor, but the one very, very, very nice surprise I'm seeing is that actually the flooring manufacturer themselves find very much interest in the superb technology we actually provide and we're providing, and therefore I think that the circle is being closed more so.
So they're actually recommending that your product be used before their product goes in?
It's really gratifying, Ken. You know, the experience we are currently making is that the flooring manufacturer approaching us, and after a few years of fighting us about the synthetics, for instance, that they now understand what the system's advantage is. We're grouping and partnering with quite a few large flooring manufacturers for them to make it to their advantage. You know, having Sherknox underneath is probably best installed, and therefore flooring manufacturers have really come up with the idea of partnering up with us at Sherknox. Therefore, I do believe that there's a lot of land for us to discover.
Okay. So where are you getting most of your growth?
So if we talk about segments, we try to be available in every segment, commercial, residential, multifamily. We also doing our duty in the raw constructions for people who have problems right at their first concrete pour, something goes wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that in all segments, we are trying to evolve and playing a role.
It's mostly the commercial, isn't it?
It's right to say that because we are coming from commercial, that we are always thinking that commercial is our first go-to.
Yeah.
But in case of Sherknox, I am happy to report that we are very, very surprised how many residential people are actually calling us, having questions specifically, again, about our synthetics, which are so superb for renovation when it comes over wood construction.
People take share for multiple reasons, and sometimes it's because it's novel, and sometimes, though, it's a competitive advantage. What do you think Sherknox's competitive advantage is?
Our competitive advantage is, number one, the service we are providing. We do not look at the quarterly P&L. We don't try to provide people material and then we move on. So it's a relationship building. That relationship building costs time, is an investment. We do believe that, again, after just being here for 7 years, that the contractor had to get a comfort level with us. We do everything we can to ensuring that our partners and our customers we're having are not being left alone there. I think one of these things which proves this is our subfloor contest, where we wanted to make sure that there is no floor unable to be repaired or be restored with Schernock, the West Subfloor Contest was a wonderful tool to do this, and we continue to do this.
Yeah, I'm often amazed that this product, especially the self-leveling compound, has the strength that it does, so that you can pour it over a crumbled up floor and actually have a substantial subbase.
Yes, in many cases, the profiling of the floor is not necessary anymore, so we can go right over existing old floors.
Yeah.
And I think that gives an advantage. Don't forget, Ken, that the entire reason we decided to start the journey with Schernock in the U.S. was to improve the lives of the flooring installer. Once we get people's interest, for them to use the Schernock one time, is most likely when, you know, they have an eye-opening thing, what did I do here for the last 20 years?
So what are you going to do for future growth?
Future growth will stem, as you just mentioned, specifically from residential areas.
Yeah.
I do believe we have many, many ways to go. I don't know if it's necessarily important to point them out here, but I do believe that when I can say this, in the last 5-6 years, Cam, all we did was building the foundation, ensuring that we're doing a lot of social media, doing a lot of advertising, trade shows, etc., for the people to get to know us. And I think for the next 5 years, our focus shall be to, number one, embracing our distribution channel. So we definitely need to have more distributors. We have fantastic distributors in the country. They're doing a fantastic job. I could not be happier with what they do and the partners they are. But we need more. We want to ensure that every contractor and every installer in every part of America has a chance to buy Schernock. We want to make sure that we're increasing our technical sales staff on the road. We have quite a big team, but we want to make this bigger. And then, of course, I think one of the most important things which every manufacturer has to deal with is to find a logistic way to just deliver in time to the most capable ways for us to make sure that the installer, the contractor, get their material when they need it.
Mm-hmm. And when are you going to move from just being an ingredient for making the best subfloor to actually being a wear surface?
We're working on the wear surface. We have a wonderful product already. It's called Schernock DSP and DSP Plus. A great result was this. Has just done recently. Very nice job here and there. But our decorative concrete, again, requires huge investment. We have just dedicated 2 additional people to this group of ours. One is my old plant manager from previous company. I think the walkable top surface is so important to us because it is a category which will grow. And what I want to do, Candace, I just don't want to provide a white or a gray product and then leave the coloration up to the flooring contractor. We try to create literally a sample book where we can put colors into a sample book for people to choose in partnership with the right contractor, bring it down on the floor that the interior designer and architect is happy.
Okay. I know that's a growing segment. And think maybe that polished concrete now might be 15% of the interior space in many office environments.
You know, there's huge differences when we talk about polished concrete. You just demolish the old VCT or vinyl flooring or carpet out and then start grinding. Or do we want to make it from the aesthetic very nice looking and using a product like Schernock DSP Plus? And I think that's what we are committed to. Again, we have not just invested in a team, we're also investing in a new building here in Florence, Alabama. We're building a new warehouse for all those things, a technical center for just walkable surfaces, and I think the next 3 years will be probably very exciting about that.
Okay, Thomas, great to catch up with you. It's good to hear you're experiencing another year of double-digit growth. Again, been talking to Thomas Trissel, the owner and principal with HPS Schernocks, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.